And here is the director, Rich Wright. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for your work with, what, 55 children on this?
55 children, yes. I basically doubled the script, what the script called for, but it's the script lent itself well to expanding the cast, and it's going really well.
Let me give you a compliment. It doesn't look like they've gotten the best of you. How do you do it? That many kids?
Well, I think it's retirement when you don't do anything all day, you know. So anyway, yeah, I mean, it's a little challenging. You know, the challenging part is just, you know, offstage, people waiting for their parts, you know, they are kids and stuff. On stage, they're doing fabulous. And they're wonderful. They're fine on stage.
It's called Dr. Experimentor and the League of Evil, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. I got the title right, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. All right. Well, you just started laughing. I don't know if I got it wrong.
You know, you throw the League of Evil out there, people don't always know that it's a spoof, you know?
It's a spoof.
It's a spoof. Okay. We're making fun of superheroes.
Tell us about the production.
Well, you know, it's just kind of how it all started out. Catherine Remler asked me about a year ago if I wanted to direct a children's play this winter. And I said, sure, as long as it's I can pick it and it's slapstick comedy and I'll make it even funnier and dumber than it already is. And they said, by all means, do it. So I picked out this play and we had almost an overwhelming turnout for auditions. And so I had to do some changing around. I made the cast a lot bigger. I put three dances in it, two chase scenes, just made it a lot bigger so we could fit all these people into the show and still make everyone have a worthwhile part, you know? So it's just a big old crazy fun show, as it turned out. You know, we have a lot going on, a lot of action, a lot of slapstick. Physical comedy is what I love teaching the most, you know, and we sure have a lot of that in there. So it should be really fun, really funny. I have like 50 sound files that I just kept growing in craziness in my head. But it's going to be really fun and really funny, you know, and our performers are just doing fabulous.
We can't mention all of the names. There's too many. We don't have the time. But can you throw a couple of names out that have some pretty prominent parts?
Sure. Skylar Whistler is our Dr. Experimenter, and she has a very big part, and she's just doing fabulous. She takes it very seriously. She's working very hard. She's a great actress. Raleigh Lesher is our foil to Dr. Experimental. He's the only good guy in the whole play, and he's the guy they're trying to get the whole play, but he's secretly friends with Dr. Experimentor, so does a great job. Kendra Taylor is one of our main villains. Cora Ilgen, one of our main villains. Also, Elena Davis. Those are five top leads. So and then there's just groups, robot soldiers, turtles, zombies, minions. And so the script called for four. There's nine of all those now. And so thanks to Catherine, we've made up some dances and, you know, just to give everybody more stage time, make the show bigger and funner. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It really is.
You don't have to be a kid to enjoy it?
What's that? Oh, heck no. It is a play for all ages.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Believe me. And you know, heck, I'm not ashamed to say I borrow from the Three Stooges and Benny Hill and Saturday Night Live and you name it, you know.
So when you work with kids, they maybe don't always listen. They might be a little loud. What's the advantage, though, of working with children maybe versus adults?
Well, I've directed both, and you're right, there's different issues. Well, one thing about children is they're super enthusiastic, and they learn fast, they have great enthusiasm, and everything just kind of, the whole theater experience just seems really fun for them, you know, and they seem like oh, we're doing that? Oh, we're going to have sound? You know, so everything kind of is like, you know, everything just seems like it's all so great, like, oh, they just love it, you know. And I think the enthusiasm is probably what I like the most, yes.
Catherine wanted you to mention sponsorship, so we better do that.
I will do that. We want to mention Les Schwab Tires, Kapeski's Ace Hardware, and Northwestern Energy, and we're very thankful for them. I also want to mention that we also have season tickets available. We're selling them all the time, and you can check in on that at the theater. But season tickets is a great way to support the theater. We have two other children's shows this year. There's three children's shows this year, so they're doing a lot with the youth, and I think it's just great. I just can't, like, if I see someone 2-3 years from now and they're in one of my shows, that just makes my day. And they always say what a great experience they had, how much fun they had. And you know, that's really what it's all about. I want to have a good show. I'm kind of a perfectionist, but I know that the real key to it is just the fun experience that these young people have being in theater.
On behalf of everybody, thank you for your work on this. Appreciate you doing this. Not everybody could do this, Rich.
I know. I mean, I'm such a worrier too. But you know, it's going to be a big old show, and it's going to be really fun, and it's going to be really good.
I know why you're a worrier, because you have Vikings apparel on. That's why you're a worrier. Well,
most directors are perfectionists, and I don't expect perfection, but I do expect excellence. So.
Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday a matinee at 2:00. You can go to Dakota Theater on Facebook or on the web for some ticket information. Best wishes on these final days leading up to the performances, and we'll, I guess, talk to you again soon sometime.
Okay, Jeff. Thanks a lot, and thanks for supporting theater in Yankton.